Good morning, everyone. If you're having a good morning, put your hands above your head and say, whoop, whoop. Say it again, say, whoop, whoop. Say it super fast, whoop, whoop. Super slow, whoop, whoop. Super loud, whoop, whoop. Super quiet. All right, I am so excited to be here with you guys this morning. My name is Danielle, and I'm the kids pastor here at the River. And don't we have just the most amazing kids crew in the entire world? Like, the energy that you saw on stage this morning for them, that wasn't for you, and I'm really sorry. I know you felt special, but that was for your kids. Every Sunday they do this, and every Sunday they're that energetic. So I'm just so proud of them, so proud of what they do, and I'm just honored to be a part of what God is doing in our kids. I don't believe that there's anything like a junior Holy Spirit or a junior God, or they get a little portion until they move up and they become adults. They get what we get. And Holy Spirit is moving in River Kids. And so it really doesn't take a whole lot to look and see what he's doing in here. So we're going to get started on our message today. As you can see, our theme is called Wild and Crazy. And I want to tell you guys a small story. But to do that, I'm going to need some help. So would you guys give a hand for my awesome assistant and brother, Mr. Stefan?
Hello.
Life with Jesus is anything but boring, and you don't have to look very hard in the Bible to figure that out. And the Bible's full of crazy stories and wild things that Father God has done, and it starts with the very beginning of time, like with creation. In the beginning, there was absolutely nothing, and then Father God spoke, and there it was.
Splat.
Or in the time of Noah, two of every animal came to the ark all together at once. What kind of an animal is that?
Like a bird or something.
Okay. All right, well then, you know, and then the thunder struck, and the lightning struck, and the rain came down, and the winds blew, and the water rose, and everybody died. Except for Noah and his family. They were safe. Or there was that one time when Father God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt with 10 plagues. Dying calf?
Yes.
Okay. Or that one time that Daniel was thrown into a pit full of hungry lions. But Father God shut their mouths. And then there was one time that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, affectionately known as Rakshak and Benny, were thrown into a furnace that was like 10,000 degrees.
So, like Texas, basically.
Kind of.
Yeehaw!
Jesus himself showed up in the fire, and none of them were burned, and their clothes didn't even smell like smoke.
Jesus, the original Scotch Guard.
Or when Father God sent Gideon with his 300 men into battle against thousands.
This is Sparta!
Not that 300.
Oh.
God confused the enemy, and the enemy began to kill each other.
Huh? What? Uncle Pete, it's me. Sing.
Wait a minute. Okay. I was going to let the chainsaw slide. But there were definitely no grenades, and there were definitely no guns back then.
Lightsabers.
What?
Wow. No, Luke, I am your father. Wow.
No. Okay. No lightsabers, no guns, no grenades, no chainsaws.
Got it.
There was one time that Balaam was being disobedient, and he was on his way up a mountain, and Father God used his own donkey to talk to him and stop him.
He's gonna kill both of us if you don't turn around.
Guys, and that was just the Old Testament. There's a whole other New Testament out there that has even more crazy and wild things that happen there. Like one time, Jesus turned water into wine.
Ooh, yummy.
Or one time, Jesus healed a lame man.
That dude was so lame. Guess he's cool now, or I don't know.
Lame didn't mean that he wasn't cool.
Oh.
It meant that he couldn't walk.
Oh, yee-yee!
What?
He can walk now.
Do people even whip anymore?
People whip. People whip.
Okay. Or one time, Father Jesus raised a girl from the dead. No. We don't do that. Not here. We don't do that here. No. One time, a coin showed up inside of a fish's mouth.
Ooh, like an ATM.
Kind of. Never thought of it that way, but I guess that works. One time, Jesus multiplied fish and loaves of bread for 5,000 men, plus women and children.
That many people forgot a lunch in one day?
You would be surprised. Actually, that happened twice in the Bible.
Twice?
Twice.
People be mooching off of Jesus.
Well, even Jesus' disciples did wild and crazy things. Like Peter, he walked on water.
Walk this way! Walk this way! Walk this way!
But he did begin to sink. But Jesus pulled him out.
Jesus, thank you so much!
Or then there was Philip. One time he teleported.
Beam me up, Scotty! It worked.
Sure. The point is, life with Jesus is wild and crazy, and you really don't have to look that far in the Bible to figure that out. Everybody give me my amazing assistant, Mr. Steph, in the hand.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we get stuck in our day-to-day lives, and we end up going to church, and every week is, you know, you wake up, you go to school, you go to work, you go home, you eat dinner, you go to church, over and over and over again. And life with Jesus can seem to be a little bit boring. It seems like Jesus is in and out, day-to-day, just whatever, kind of is awesome. Sometimes it's mostly boring. But that's how life with Jesus was never, ever supposed to be. God is not boring, and he's not just like, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but that just means that he's consistent in who he is. That doesn't mean that he's not doing new things and doing fun things and doing exciting things with us. Jesus invited us in to do fun things and amazing things with him. In fact, there's a scripture in John 14. In John 14, Jesus was talking to the people and he was saying, I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask in me in my name. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything. Say anything. Anything. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. And so this is what Jesus is saying. Listen, you know what? I turned water into wine and I raised people from the dead and I healed a blind man and I healed a lame man. I made him walk and I made him cool. And you can do all of that stuff plus more. And so life with Jesus is not just come to church, raise your hands, go back home, do whatever you want, watch whatever you want, listen to whatever you want, and then wonder why Jesus isn't working and doing new things. Life with Jesus is come to church, get filled up, leave the church, change the world. That's life with Jesus. And if Jesus isn't doing things in your life that you think he is, maybe it's not him. Maybe he's not standing in the way. Maybe he's being blocked. And so I would encourage you to ask Jesus, you know what? I've never raised someone from the dead. I've never healed someone. I didn't turn water into wine. I didn't do any of that cool stuff. What's blocking? What's standing in the way? And he'll tell you, he'll show you, because he wants to change the world through you. He wants to take all those broken pieces and all those things in your life that don't make sense and piece them back together. And the even better thing about Father God is that he's not mad at you that things have gotten in the way. He's not looking at you in anger. He's not looking at you in frustration because there's sin in your life, or there are just things that you've just like gotten so used to doing that you're just stuck in like a rut. He's not mad at you for that. When you come to him and say, hey, I've been like slacking and I'm really sorry about that, he's like, that's okay. Here, let me help you. I will clean you up. You know, I was praying with Father God, and I don't have the scripture up here. There's a scripture in the book of John, and it's talking about, it's talking about how that Jesus is the vine and we're the branches. Does everybody know that scripture? Okay, so it says, Jesus says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. It talks about, and some translations it says, if you're not bearing fruit, does anybody know what it says? If you're not bearing fruit, you get what? Cut off. And I was like, man, that just doesn't sound like God to me. So I started looking into it. Change your life, guys. If you actually read the Bible, instead of just like, read the Bible. If you actually read the Bible, what it means is if you pay attention to someone that takes care of vineyards and takes care of grapes on vines, what happens is that sometimes that grapes that are producing a lot of fruit, they overshadow some fruit. They overshadow some of the vines. And so the person who is the caretaker of the vines, they don't just come in and chop off the vines that aren't producing fruit. Because they care for them and they want each vine to produce fruit, what they do is they lift up that vine that's not producing fruit and they lift it towards the sun to get some sunlight. And so what that scripture is saying is, I'm not going to chop you off and just discard you. I'm going to lift you up closer to the Father. I'm going to get you some sunlight so that you can start producing fruit. And so if you don't see fruit in your life, Jesus, don't think about like, oh man, he's got a pair of like scissors and he's about to just chop me. I lost my chance. That's not how Jesus works. He didn't die on the cross so that you are one and done. He died on the cross so that you could like get it together because he knew that you were like kind of going to lollygag. And that's okay. I mean, it shouldn't stay that way. But if that's what you've been doing, there's no shame here. So this is something that I want to do. I want everyone to just kind of like just lean back and close your eyes. And I just want to ask, if you're feeling like, you know, I haven't been doing wild and crazy things and I want to because Jesus is good and I want to be like him. Because being a Christian means being Christ-like, and to be Christ-like, you have to be like Christ and do what Christ did. So if that's you, and you would say, you know what, I haven't really been doing things like that, and you want to, I just want you to whisper. Just say, Holy Spirit, what's blocking me? Let him tell you. Let him show you. I think we have some music we're going to play to make this a little less awkward. And as Father God is showing those things that are blocking you, if he's showing you that, just put those things in your hands. And you can hold them out. You can do something in the physical that represents the spiritual. That's totally cool. It helps you. Keep your eyes closed, though. And as he's shown you those things that are blocking you, I just want you to, please don't shout. I mean, unless you want all your business in the streets, that's okay. But you just repeat after me and say, Father God, I notice that there are some things blocking me. And here they are, as ugly as they are, here they are. You will never leave. And I want to give them to you. Your love's so I want you guys to just lift your hands up, Father God. And let those things go. Watch him take them from your hands. And as he takes those things from you, just say, Father God, I've given you these things. What are you going to give me in return? because Jesus never takes away without replacing it with something new.
Space to
and as he gives you those things, just place them on your heart. We thank you that you are wild and crazy and you're nuts and you're hard to keep up with in the sense that you're always doing something new. But we thank you that you invite us in on the journey, that we get to do exciting things with you and live with you and run with you, and you don't run far ahead of us so much that we can't keep up, but you've got your hand gently extended, ready to hold it so we can run with you. We thank you.